minutes after the second and final hour of the program. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Excited for our next guest, Colorado State Rams head basketball coach, Coach Nico Medved. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the program. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Brady, appreciate you having me on, man.
Hey, congrats on I don't know if you guys know this, Coach, but you're on pace to win them all right now. So, I mean, 2-0, great start to the season. That Northern Arizona game, I think I could physically see you guys shaking the rust off in that second half.
Yeah, we played really well in the second half, and it took us all the other three halves to get there, but boy, some shots started to fall, and it kind of snowballed, and our guys played with great energy. And I think more than anything, I felt so good for our players. I really saw joy in them and celebrating each other's success, and guys coming in and playing well, and to have that feeling, you know, after the game of guys really feeling good about themselves and celebrating a win is. It's been a long time, you know, coming, and I felt really good about that. So no, it was a good win. And I guess you bring up a good point, right? You can't win them all if you don't win the first one, right?
I think you're exactly right. Well, I wanted to pull this email up, Coach, because I got Friday, November 20th was when everything was announced that Colorado State would be paused, the program would be paused, the basketball program would be paused. So November 20th, you and I talked a little bit last week about what that was like. My goodness. What was it like to finally just get back out on the floor on Saturday against CSU Pueblo for you personally, for the team personally? Was it kind of emotional? Because, I mean, this is what these kids, they live to play basketball. You live to coach basketball. To finally get back out on the floor had to be kind of magical for you.
It was. And like you said, you know, that email goes out on the 20th. And then we had, the last time we had practiced had been the 17th. We were taking a couple of days off, and we knew that we were, you know, potentially going to be dealing with a shutdown there. And yeah, then when it all happened, you don't know how long it's going to take, what that process is like. And yeah, and then that week, you know, that December nights, we practiced up and down for the first time for a few days, and you're getting ready to actually go play a game. And you know, anybody knows anything about the protocols, you know, you're dealing with multiple tests during the week. We were literally the night before the game, you know, you're waiting for that final word where everybody's tests, you know, come back negative, your opponent's does, and we get that word about 8 p.m., like, hey, the game, we're playing. You know, we're actually playing tomorrow afternoon, and that was a really cool feeling. And I think it hit you, too, about 15 minutes before tip-off when you're kind of standing there in the arena and you're looking around, and you're like, man, we're actually going to do this. And there was actually more jitters than you think, just some anxiousness, some nerves, from some guys, and but it felt really, really good to get out there and to play, albeit the circumstances are really bizarre, I can't lie, playing in these arenas without fans and the way that we're doing it. But man, once the game started, I think it felt really, really good.
I know media is allowed, and I'm going to try to get there, Coach, soon. I think they should change the rule and allow media to cheer. Is that they should allow that way? You can have some clapping in the background.
You can, yeah, you can do whatever you want. I know. I think it was Randy McCall or something official the other night that came up to me and he said, "Well, you know, coach, whatever." Maybe it was Dave Hall was kind of complaining because a couple of our coaches were up or whatever, you know, in that bank, and came back and I said, "Randy, there's nobody in here, man. Like, I mean, we need somebody in here saying something. Relax, buddy. Like, all the stuff we got going on, like, I want all these guys standing up and cheering. There's nobody in here." And he kind of laughed, and he's like, "That's a good point. So, media, if you want to cheer too, go ahead."
I know. Every game I go to, you know, they always make the announcement, "Hey, don't cheer, whatever, be neutral." But, I mean, you got to make some changes, because I'll be loud for you, Coach. I'll start screaming a little bit.
I appreciate it.
What is that process like for your team? When you're stalled out, when you're paused, or whatever you want to call it, what are they doing for workouts? How are they keeping physically good? I mean, what are we talking here? Are we doing push-ups in our rooms? What does that look like, Coach?
Well, they're really, you know, they're not allowed to do anything, and I think there's also a difference between somebody who's maybe, you know, recovering from having COVID-19 as opposed to somebody who is just quarantined that way. And obviously there are certain health protocols and things that you need to follow, but yeah, essentially when you're quarantined or you're recovering from COVID-19, you're really not doing anything. I mean, if a guy wants to do some jumping jacks, you know, or whatever, a push-ups. I mean, he can do that. But no, I mean, you're riding it out. You know, that's kind of what's going on, and that's a tough thing, you know, for people. But they're young, they're resilient, and you know, once they have the opportunity to get back on the court, you know, you work them back into shape, and that's a process. You don't just flip a light switch and you know get back to where you were, you know, a month ago. But the guys are really eager, and I think they worked really, really hard. And yeah, we're not where we need to be, but I think we're really making progress in the right direction.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. They got a big one coming up on Saturday against St. Mary's. I'm pumped for that basketball game. But, Coach, going back to the last couple of games, you know, you beat CSU Pueblo 89-77. You ran away in that second half against Northern Arizona 91-52. When would you feel comfortable saying, yeah, we feel like we're kind of back to game shape? Because I had an old basketball coach in high school that said, if you miss 2 days of practice, it's like you missed 2 weeks. Almost. When do you feel like you're back to where you need to be, or is that not possible this season?
Well, I don't know if it's not possible. I think it's possible, assuming you get, you know, a long stretch of being able to play and practice. But Brady, I'd be lying to you. I don't know. I've never been through this before.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that anybody has. I think these are kind of uncharted, you know, waters. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm, you know, concerned so much about. I mean, obviously you're concerned, but you just do the best you can. You know, you take your team on a daily basis. You kind of have a feel for who they are, kind of what we need. And, you know, we definitely don't focus on that. We just focus on trying to get better every day. I'm probably mindful a little bit of, all right, how long are we practicing? Kind of what are we doing? Do we just need more up and down live reps? I mean, you know, something. I think some of the things that you go through in practice and you play some of the tougher, you know, accountability things that you need to do to really build up your stamina and your toughness, I think those things, you know, you're not able to do for a long period of time. You're just simply then, as you get back, trying to get yourself back to where you can play. And I think those are the things that you'll figure out as you start playing games and you start to compete against people. It's like for us against CSU Pueblo, we were down 2 at the half, and I went into our locker room and I told our guys, I'd ask them, I said, this is perfect for us. This is exactly what we need. You know, we need to be in a game where it's a little bit closer here and we need to compete. And I think that's the only way you turn the corner. But, you know, when that is, I don't know, but I'm not worried about it. If we can keep playing here and, you know, God willing, keep showing up and stay healthy and getting opportunities to play games, slowly but surely we'll get back to where we need to get to.
Coach, obviously you have the basketball side of things that takes up all of your time. Now you have the COVID-19 situation you have to try to work through with your players. How about the mental aspect of this too? I mean, this is what these kids do. They play the reason they're at the level they're playing is because they live basketball. And then when you're told for several weeks, no, you can't do it, and you're on scholarship, you've worked so hard for this. Mentally, have you seen that? Is it taking a toll, or did it take a toll at some point on some of your guys?
I think, Brady, the reality is this takes a toll on everybody, you know, all of us. I mean, this is difficult, right? And everybody in some form or fashion is dealing with, you know, something in their life or a change or, you know, frustration or, you know, things obviously changing at the last second. It's not the same, you know, whether it's not playing basketball, not seeing your friends, not being able to see your family, you know, people dealing with, you know, the economic realities, people dealing with serious complications, and that's not even death with COVID-19. And so this has been difficult. And I think we have to be mindful of that. And you're always doing that as a coach, but I think more than ever, it's just, you know, how are you doing, man? You know, and some of this other stuff can take a backseat. Thank God, you know, we get an opportunity to play. I think that's something obviously these guys love. And for those 2 hours out there, and like you said, really in that second half on Monday, there was kind of that joy that these guys get to feel from doing what they love and doing it together. That was really cool, you know, and just letting them take the opportunity to soak that up. But the mental thing is real, and I think you've got to be really, really mindful of that and, you know, keep things into perspective, you know, of what we've got going on right now. And we want to win every game we can. We want to be the best team we can be. But that's not more important than people.
joining us, CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved. Coach, can we look a little bit? Last week was an interesting week, right, with the reschedule. You guys ended up, we got the UNC-CSU games rescheduled. It's good to go. But there were some question marks up in the air there for a while.
Yeah, I was really coming down to the wire whether we really believed or thought we could even play on December 12th as we were dealing with, you know, some of the protocols and guys coming back from COVID. And, you know, a lot of those decisions, and rightfully so, are out of your hands. And, you know, as it started, we just didn't feel comfortable that we knew we'd be ready to play that game. And, yeah, the way things kind of worked out, I think it worked out well for everybody. And, you know, Northern Colorado, we have a date, you know, scheduled to play later here this winter. And I know we're looking forward to that, and they are too. And, you know, who knows, Brady, that game still could end up happening earlier. You know, as things change, and, you know, we're in constant communication, you know, with them. In fact, I talked to them today. You know, we're throwing around some potential scenarios. If this date happens or this game gets changed, you know, could we throw a game together quickly? And so I think those things will happen, but we'll get an opportunity to play those guys at some point. And, but it is, and you ask me now, I mean, we're going to play Saturday against St. Mary's. At least that's the schedule. We're still, I thought we had something lined up to play on the 22nd. You know, that changed this morning. And it's just going to be a crazy year that way.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm struggling. I was joking around earlier saying, man, I could probably put together an hour show a daily just on scheduling, rescheduling, and things like that. I can't imagine for you the mindset. I mean, I'm looking at your schedule right now. I'm just seeing postpone. I mean, all the work that goes into games, you know, scouting reports and practice and what you're doing specifically for this team. And then you may get told the night before you don't have that game, you're going to have this game instead, if you even have one. Boy, that right there, that's got to be a challenge.
Well, think about this. I mean, we're in finals right now. We're going to practice tomorrow. We're going to get a plane late tomorrow night to go to California. And we're scheduled to play Saturday at St. Mary's. We don't have a return flight yet. Like, we're not 100% sure from there. We told our guys we're going to pack to be on the road for 5 days, because maybe we have to go from there someplace else. Maybe we come back here, a chance we play a game, you know, at home, a neutral court opportunity, you know, potentially in a place like Las Vegas. But we're literally going to get on a plane, and we don't 100% sure know when we're coming back.
Wow. I don't know how. I think I've said it on this program. Coaches are now being judged not just by the X's and O's and how they handle on-court practice players, all that, but how you handle scheduling, how you handle COVID, stuff that, you know, wasn't on your resume before you took the job, Coach. Now it's there, though, so you'll have it. You'll always have it.
No, you'll always have it. And as crazy as this sounds, and I don't know there are some real growth opportunities and things we'll learn about ourselves, and you know, will hopefully help us be better here in the long run. But it is crazy, but we'll roll with it, and we're fine. And I think these guys are excited about, at least said, having an opportunity to be together and play. And I know they're happy to get on that plane, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this one, Coach. It will be certainly a test. St. Mary's, a great basketball team. So, and, of course, Colorado State, though. I mean, most people looking around this conference have you guys in that top portion. So this should be a really fun one. And stat-wise, I mean, again, it just looks, your studs, you know, they're picking up right where they left off. Isaiah Stevens with a monster night against Northern Arizona. David Roddy's been putting together great games. So, you know, it might feel like shaking the rust off, so to speak, but it's a nice process when you can get wins in the meantime.
I think so, and I'm really looking forward to this game on Saturday. St. Mary's is absolutely, you know, they're a terrific program. They've got a great culture. They're, you know, they go to NCAA tournaments. They win, you know, I think, what did they win, 27 last year. This will be a quad one, you know, game for us, opportunity on the road, which is great. And I think it's great that they'll come back then to Moby next year. So I think it's a great series for our program. I think it's a great series for both programs, frankly, and one that we're excited about. So, yeah, it's going to be a real step up here in competition. But that's what we want, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, I can't wait, Coach. Crazy schedule. I'm going to keep refreshing CSURams.com because something happens. It always seems like, as far as the schedules go.
Brady, you might know before me.
I'll be sure to give you a call, Coach. Don't worry. I won't leave you out there in the dark. Hey, we appreciate your time as always. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year, all that. And we'll look to catch up with you very soon.
Thanks, Brady. Same to you.
All right, my friend. That's CSU men's basketball coach Nico Medved. Great guy. Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. You look at the scheduling, and coach just said right there, talk to UNC today about if we don't have this or this or this. So the Bears and the Rams are scheduled to play February 16th, but I mean, that could happen before, I would imagine. Crazy schedule, crazy times for Colorado State, no question about it. 20 minutes after the hour, I do want to tell you guys about an awesome giveaway going on over at Manweiler Appliance. They're playing Santa this year. They're giving away a Broiler King gas grill valued at nearly $500. Head down to Manweiler Appliance in downtown Windsor. Register to win that free grill. Browse their beautiful showroom at 414 Main Street. That's Manweiler Appliance. Sign up. Local odds, folks. No purchase necessary. Get in the mix. All right, 21 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
25 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. Tell you guys about SCL Mortgage. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. That's their website. They're awesome, man. They're here for you whether it's your bank statement loan or you're self-employed. You guys know that, you know, right now interest rates are at all-time lows, so now's the perfect time to get rid of any consumer debt that you might have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans, that interest is not tax deductible and your house payment is. Call them at 970-444-1222. Tell them Brady sent you. 25 minutes after the hour. Well, Joe Parker and Steve Adazio for Colorado State had kind of a, I guess, an end-of-the-year type Zoom deal. Joe elaborated on the brass tacks of finding an opponent for this weekend. Let's go over to Athletic Director Joe Parker. No, I might have it. We'll check there. We have gremlins attacking the computer. It's that way, Colfax. Let me know when we have that. Also, Steve Adazio was fired up. He was fired up, and we have some of that clip too. Most of these Zoom meetings happen while I'm on the program. You know, a lot of times they're during the day. Most of the time, in fact, they're during the 11, 12, 1 o'clock hours. So we're very fortunate that Colorado State wraps all those up, puts them all together, and sends them out to local media. So very appreciative of that, making sure we have all that information, you know, on a timely fashion. That's really the case for a lot of these teams, too. Like, the Nuggets will do the same thing for us. Coach Adazio did talk about Saturday, last Saturday, and we have that clip for you when the time comes. But he did say, you know, he thought it was selfish. He thought it was selfish. Now, I wanted to text Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and I won't get into the entire text, but I just wanted to clear it up. And I said, hey, Coach, you know, said he was frustrated with the last game and called it selfish. Was he referring to the Utah State game? Kevin did confirm, yes, he was referring to it. So, you know, talking about that, okay, we're good to go. We'll get to that in a minute. Talking about that, I'm not going to say selfish. I'm not going to use that word, but you guys know my frustration with the situation. The Zoom thing happened Tuesday. So the terrible statement that was made about Coach Mayo, if I could say it right, was bad. I'm not saying it's not bad, but you knew it Tuesday. And then Friday night you're gonna pull the plug? You don't even give CSU a chance. Well, let's shift gears. Here's Joe Parker, Colorado State Athletic Director, talking about the battle to find an opponent for this weekend.
We're only able to get four of them in. Every week you face two opponents. One is COVID and making sure your team is cleared through and healthy and prepared to play. We had a a lot of success on our campus and managing that. I think that's a testimony to the good work done by our sports medicine staff and our collaborative partnerships with other healthcare providers in the community, and certainly our testing partnership with Quest Diagnostics. Last week was a huge disappointment for our program to get both teams cleared through COVID issues and then have a program, get in a situation, make a decision not to get on their team charter and come play us. So, you know, of our four games, we're only able to host one at home. That's a challenge for us, certainly. You know, we knew that this year was going to be different and a lot of disruption, and our financial model was fractured in many ways, but we only got one of four home games in, and that's a big challenge for us as a department. We got really active over the weekend, really up until this morning, to try and find another opportunity for our students to play a football game. Coach did a really good job in qualifying the team's interest in doing just that. And I felt as the athletics director, and we did as an administrative team, a strong obligation to try and manufacture a game to make that possible. And we looked coast to coast. We talked to Autonomous Five schools. We talked to a Group of Five schools. We talked to partners in the bowl space, the conference office, and ran down every lead we possibly could to come up with really no alternatives, no options for our team to continue its season.
Well, there you go. There's Joe Parker, athletic director for Colorado State. And listen, a lot of fans that are critical of Joe are saying, "Oh, he's the one in charge of doing this, blah blah blah." No, they're trying to find a game, and now there's Rams fans too that are mad at CU for this weekend. Colfax, I'm pretty sure they can't. I'm pretty sure the Pac-12 said you got to be ready to play this game if USC and or Oregon can't go. Which is just ridiculous, isn't it? We have two clips from Coach Addazio. One is kind of about the potential of playing the team to the south. Is that right? And then we have another one that's really about the situation. So let's play the first one. Just give us the first clip, Colfax.
Well, I still haven't given up on it. And how close were we to, you know, putting that together? I'd say probably extremely, extremely close. And you know, my mindset, just so we're clear, is, you know, our team wants to opt in. Okay, we're not looking to opt out. We're opting in. We're dying to play another game. Anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere. And those are the facts. And so that's our mindset. It's getting to be very challenging right now. I'd say right now, I kind of had set today as sort of a deadline, just because I don't think it's fair to the kids at a certain point here. I do think there'll be opportunities, but they probably you wouldn't know that for a while now. We were fighting like heck to get something done for this Saturday, or certainly in one of those early bowl slots. So our kids are great. Our kids wanted to compete. We wanted to compete. It's a little frustrating, you know, that we've got teams around us and they're not playing and we can put this together. But, you know, in college football right now, I just, you know, I'm frustrated by a lot of this stuff. I'm frustrated by our last game, that's inexcusable what happened. And it really aggravates me that, you know, we should pay the price to me for, I think it was selfish. And so there are some things that bother me, but we'll march forward, and I can only control what I can control here. And I love the attitude of our players right now.
All right, let's unpack that a little bit, and we'll play the other clip too. Well, that's what he's talking about. I confirmed that because I wasn't in on that Zoom call, so I didn't have the context. I could have had the context beforehand, but I wanted to make sure I got it from somebody that was there. And yes, confirmed that. He was talking about last Saturday's game. He was talking about the Utah State game. As we all know, Utah State opted out, and I think that was maybe perhaps a reference from Coach Addazio saying, "We're not opting out, we're opting in." It still doesn't work. It doesn't hold water for me, folks. It doesn't on Friday. You want to make a statement. We're in this day and age, and I understand it. People need to stop being a terrible person to somebody because of their religious beliefs, their background, whatever. I agree 100%. If I didn't agree, I'm a terrible person myself. Wow. That all being said, is that the way to make a statement now? We don't play. Now, I've been told, and again, I get it. Brady, that's not really setting a precedent. We're not going to see this all the time. How do we know? That's the first one. How do we know that? How can you just confidently say, well, you know, but that was an extreme? How do you know that? I mean, you don't know. This is the first time this has happened, Saturday, that a team flat out refused to play a game because of something that was said about a coach, about maybe the reasons why they're not hiring the coach. So that was said on a Tuesday. You go Wednesday. You go Thursday. And then you wait till Friday night to have a players-only meeting, and the players make the decisions. I'm not going to say selfish. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that it wasn't right. It wasn't. I guess I just don't believe, you know, if you disagree, if you're working, if you're in the working force, and I hate to compare it, but sometimes we have to. If you're in the workforce and your boss says something racist that you disagree with, do you quit? Do you quit your job right then? Or do you think, maybe I got to get another job before I do that, right? Maybe I got to make sure I have a paycheck. Most of the time, yeah. And if it's really bad, maybe you do walk out at that point. But even then, if you're on a, if you're working for a company and they rely on you, right? And then you just back out. Well, okay, you quit because you don't agree with something the boss said. But it wasn't these guys' fault over here that rely on you. Colorado State was relying on you to show up and play a football game. And you didn't let them know until Friday night. There's no way in hell Colorado State, you just heard it, they have a full week here. They can't get a game. They can't get one. There's no way in hell they were going to get one Friday night, scheduled for Saturday. So I understand, and I get protests, and I understand all of that. But to do it that way, and I'm not even 100% sure that it's – because, again, I don't think going the route of canceling a game is the right way to do it. When in the summer, when Major League Baseball did it, because we took that one on the chin because we were carrying Rockies games this year, and we were told when we had dead air that the Rockies had decided to protest the game. That's how we were told. That's how our sponsors were told that helped fund the radio station. So all this crap about, you know, we're doing the right thing by not playing the game. I don't know what the TV money that goes into the game they're supposed to have. You know, Colorado State is supposed to have a game. Plenty of kids that want to play this sport don't get to, and you just get up and say no. Again, I'm not saying this is an epidemic and this is going to turn into teams doing. I'm saying it could, because now we know that it can happen. Players can say, "Hey, I don't feel like playing because I'm mad at that guy for saying something stupid," which was probably the case. It was probably really bad, but not playing in a game. To me, it doesn't fly with me. That doesn't fly with me, and especially the way it happened. I'm more upset with the way it happened, with Friday night being the situation. Okay, so here's Coach Addazio more on just kind of the season that it's been.
I would have loved to have seen that kind of game. I mean, we're up the street. I mean, there's a lot of interest. I mean, guys, if you don't know anything about me at this point in time, know this. Like, I want to play ball, okay? And you get better by playing games. I'm not into all this stuff that's going on. You know, who's out, who's this, who's that. And again, I'm not trying to be, I don't walk in everybody's shoes, but I am saying, like, ultimately, you play this, you work 365 days a year as a player, all right? For what, 12 shots guaranteed? That's it on a given good year, on a real year? I mean, that's all you get. I mean, you play this sport to play the game, not to push sleds in the weight room. That's just me. So I'm always going to be wired that way. I mean, to me, to get to any kind of bowl game or any kind of extra game is what a unbelievable, you know, privilege. And you know, like, I don't know, like, If I didn't have two fake knees, I'd try to go down the YMCA and play pickup basketball games and compete on the basketball floor. I mean, I play the game. Play the game. Stop worrying about who you're playing and what's the perception and what if we lose. Or this is what I hear a lot going on in the country right now. It's all strategic kind of based. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How about the spirit of college football? Let's go.
I agree with him. I mean, I like what he has to say. Kovac, since day one, I've been at work here. Coming in here, yeah, we've reduced our staff. We did all the things necessary. But at the end of the day, it's about what you do. You got to be able to do what you do. Play college football. You know how many people want to play college football? You know how many people? You know, there's a lot of people that want to play and they can't put the work in, right? I know these college athletes. I know what they go through. Like, it's nuts. I loved sports. I loved playing in high school. I wasn't good enough. Even if I put the work in, though. There's plenty of players out there that put the work in. They're just not good enough. To me, I was bothered by the whole Utah State thing. I was bothered by the Rockies. I was bothered by the NBA bubble where they all just said, nope, we're not going to play. We're making a statement. We're protesting. Everything is protest. And I think there are ways to achieve your goals. There are ways to achieve your goals where you don't have to screw people over. Because make no mistake about it, the NBA, the MLB, the NFL didn't practice that day. Okay, whatever. Like, that's not a statement. Coaches just say, take the day off anyway. Okay, fine, we won't practice. You missed one game. Is that a statement? I'm going to make a real statement. Don't play for an entire season, but you don't get a paycheck. That's a statement. I mean, Utah State didn't go play a game on a Friday night. They make this. So I tend to agree with Coach Addazio on this. And I'm not trying to be insensitive about bad things that are being said, because I do think that the interim head coach was the one that's getting screwed over the most in this whole deal. Something was said about him. Something was being decided about him before he even had a chance to sit down for a proper interview for the job. That doesn't fly. That's ridiculous. And then something is kind of said, we don't know if he'd be a great coach because of this, of his background, of his religious beliefs. Okay, that's awful. It's flat out awful. She should be investigated, which she is being investigated. They shouldn't have hired their new head coach yet. They should have waited, let all this stuff breathe. I think we're all on the same side on this, Colfax. We're all on the same side. I just don't believe the way to achieve your goal in life is to quit. It's to just say, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to go to work. You know, and again, work's different because you can find a different job. And all these Utah State kids, they're going to try to transfer out probably. I don't know. Maybe they're going to like their new coach. But I've just never been of the mindset. I mean, this is what you do. And, you know, there's this thing now, too, where people are talking about, well, yeah, but there's still people. Yeah, of course they are. But they play this game. That's what they sign up to do. And us watching it creates this amazing thing for them. They get these scholarships and they get to go play sports because we watch it. We feed this fire, man. The ratings for TV go up because we watch it. And when those ratings go up, more advertisers come in and spend money. And when that money goes out to colleges, those colleges get to give more scholarships out. It's the circle of life. It's what Mufasa said. It's what it's all about. I am of the mindset, you know, you play your sport, you're still a person, you can still be an activist, you can still protest, you can still do all those things, but you do your craft. If you're committed to play a game, to go to work, to do this, then you do it. So yeah, I tend to agree with Steve Addazio on that side. I don't call it selfish, though. I won't take that step. I do think that Friday night, making that decision, to me, is the worst part of the whole deal. 42 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the block party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Colfax, I blew through the clock again, didn't I? Sorry, I get a little ranty. Get a little ranty on a Wednesday. I just want to make it very clear that I 100% first and foremost think that whatever was said with Utah State was unacceptable. And if what she said was as bad as I'm thinking, then she should be gone. That's it. And I agree with that 100%. But don't shirk your commitments. Don't just walk away from your commitments like that. I think there are other ways to achieve your goal. And I'm not saying I know how. I'm not an activist. Colfax, I've never been to a protest before in my life, ever. I don't think so. No, never have. Eastside Chris, definitely pick up Matt Stafford. Always liked him. Got a get her done guy. come on, CU, CSU, let's lace them up in this new world. Meet up halfway. Loveland, and that's the problem. I think CU's kind of held hostage. I think the Pac-12's holding them hostage. All right, 49 after the hour. I got to wrap up on the other side. Closing thoughts coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't forget, a big one tonight for UNC. They take on DU, another in-state battle going on. 5:30 is the pregame there, and then 6 o'clock is the tip-off. I think this is a pretty important game for Coach Smiley and his crew because, you know, you're pretty much, let's call it what it is, you were embarrassed on Monday. I mean, Colorado is really, really good. I like what Mark Johnson said. Hey, you know, Bears fans, don't really hang your head. Take away that. They should be good in the Big 12. And I agree. It just goes to show you. I do think CU, and they proved that. I thought UNC would hang in. I Colfax, I don't know that I was ready to mentally go as far as say that UNC would win that game. But I can't lie to you. There was a part of me that thought, if you hang in, you keep it close, you might be able to pull off a miraculous finish here. But I didn't want to bet any money on UNC winning that game. If I were forced to bet money on that game, I would have bet on CU to win. I wouldn't have bet on them to cover, though. It was 14.5 points. I actually would have bet on UNC to cover that spread. So I'll admit, that knocked me back a little bit with the University of Northern Colorado as far as how good they can be. But I still think they're going to be really good. I think they were punched in the mouth a couple of times on Monday, and we'll see how they do. You were wondering, Colfax, maybe would that game have been different, you know, if they play that game on January 16th as opposed to, you know, mid-December with two games under their belt and, you know, new coach, not necessarily a new system, new coach, but yeah, maybe so. You know, because great teams like CU, who I think they are, think they don't need as much. You know, it's like in the NFL, like preseason doesn't matter as much to the Packers, to the Chiefs, as it would have for the Broncos or the Buccaneers with a new quarterback. Same with this situation. We don't know how to deal with this. As Coach Medved told us earlier, he's like, nobody's dealt with this, so nobody knows the proper protocols and the parameters, but I would just imagine that better teams that are well established, CU and ESPN had CU pegged as a March Madness tournament participant last year. I would just imagine teams like that can bounce back with pauses and things like that, and with a shortened preseason and all that. I think they can bounce back a little bit easier than kind of the unprovens like CSU and UNC. That being said, it's a big one tonight. It's not a must-win game, but if you really expect UNC to do great things this year, they got to turn around. They have to turn around and have a huge night. And I need to see it from Bodie Hume. He's the guy I said. I think I'm the lone media guy that said Bodie Hume will be the Big Sky MVP. Need a bounce-back night tonight for Bodie. and this entire Bears team. Let's see if it happens. It's right here on 1310 KFK. It's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.